We're speaking with Kristen Chesek, who's the executive director of the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo. Kristen, thanks again for being with us.
Oh, you bet. Thanks for having me on.
The Arts Council, in conjunction with some funders, have recently announced a what's known as a bridge fund for arts organizations to help those in Kalamazoo County that have been affected by the pandemic. How bad has the effects of the crisis been on local arts organizations?
Yeah, I don't have a specific number of dollars, but I know it's in the thousands and potentially the hundreds of thousands of dollars in lost revenue. So as you know, this would have been an Irving S. Gilmore International Keyboard Festival year, and that had to be canceled. And that is a huge event for our community that unfortunately we were unable to do because of COVID-19. And then all of our live theater, orchestra, music, and dance organizations did not have the opportunity. They had to cancel, and some of them had to cancel the rest of their seasons all the way through the summer with the hope that maybe we could get back to something that, you know, some semblance of a season starting in the fall. And of course that we all know that that's still up in the air as well. So these folks have not been able to do their craft for going on 2 months now, and possibly for the next, you know, 3 to 4 months, which is unfortunate because Kalamazoo really is a great place for us to have creative expression, to experience great art. And we just have not been able to do it in person, which has taken a huge toll on these organizations.
And are many of them facing, you know, an existential threat? You know, if they didn't get help, they might not make it through this.
Yeah. So they're pretty much in the same boat that the rest of our service industry is in. So the restaurants, we know that they're suffering quite a bit. Retail is suffering, and they're in the same boat. They rely on people to come out and get their services. And when that can't happen, they can't pay their rent. So a lot of these folks are nonprofits. I know a lot of them have also looked to the payroll protection loans, that act, the CARES Act, to try to make sure that they can get through this time. But, you know, we wanted to make sure that as the Arts Council, as the connector and the resource giver in the community, that we're also looking to help make sure that we can make some funds available to get us through this time.
And how exactly will this new fund work?
Right. So the fund's been open since May 1st. It's in the apply when ready. You can go to our website, kalamazooarts.org, and there's guidelines there. And it's just like any other grant application that we have on our website. There's an online portal. You pull together some of your finances, pull together a little narrative for us, and then we have a panel that reviews, and we try to get these turned around within 2 weeks. The fund, we will accept grants and grant funds until the fund itself is exhausted. And I need to give a shout out to the Irving S. Gilmore Foundation, the Dorothy Dalton Foundation, and the Suzanne Parrish Foundation for seeding the grant fund. They were instrumental in helping me make sure that we've had some funds to start with. And I know there's about three other family foundations in Kalamazoo right now that are also looking at helping out. They just haven't had their meetings yet. So we really need to give a shout out to our foundations. They understand the pressure that the arts community is under, and they're working towards helping get us through it.
How much money is available?
Right now, the fund itself is in excess of $200,000, and we're looking at a second round. So hopefully we'll have probably about $250,000 in the end to grant out in $10,000 increments.
Yeah, each organization is eligible to apply just once for $10,000.
Correct.
That sounds like, you know, a fair amount of money, but is it going to be enough, do you think?
Well, and that's why I'm glad that there are other opportunities for folks to be able to get help, because in a lot of sense, it's probably not, it's not going to be the thing that saves an organization, but I'm hoping that it's the difference between not paying their rent next month or not having enough to pay the utility bills, or the difference between having to lay off 20 people versus keeping them on to plan for their recovery. So the second part of this program that I'm very excited about as well is this bridge fund is not just about making sure that there's cash flowing back into these organizations, but we also want to create a connection between us and these organizations and the organizations and each other. So we've been working with one place at Kalamazoo Public Library to develop some peer learning sessions and workshops that these grant applicants will be will have access to, so that we can start building a tighter network and start sharing our stories a little bit more through the recovery process, so we can learn from each other and hopefully present a little bit more united front when we get back to the place where we're inviting the public back into events, so that we can all feel safe again. Because that's the second part of this, is that we can make sure that the organization is still around in 6 months. But if nobody's comfortable going and sitting in a theater, then they're still going to be facing a revenue loss.
Do you think that the arts community in Kalamazoo is going to come out of this okay in the end? It's only been like 2 months, which seems strange to say because it seems like it's been going on forever, but it's still really pretty early in the process. But are you reasonably confident that most organizations are going to make it?
You know what? I can't say. I don't know. I think things like this happen and we come out the other side, but we always come out the other side different. And there's some learning for us in terms of what our community can sustain, in terms of what does our interactions look like moving forward. And so I think that if anything, I'm hoping that when we do come out the other side, that it is more about a learning experience and being able to navigate, I hate the term, but being able to navigate that new normal, so that we can still feel like we have a connection to the arts and culture in Kalamazoo, and that people feel good about having their creative experiences again, whatever that's going to look like.
Is there anything that the general public can do to help the arts community?
Well, the first would be if they're in a position, and we know a lot of people are not in a position to give right now, but if you are in a position to give and you have a favorite organization to give to, please do so. Every little bit helps. The second would be to... when these arts organizations start to plan their future seasons and their future events, and you're comfortable going to them, please do. Please participate as a patron. I know that there's been a lot of conversation with different arts organizations in town about what do our protocols look like? What's going to make people feel comfortable and safe to come and have a good time? And then the last would be, if you're asked to do something when you're at an event, please do it, because we do know that we in the arts community, we do have a responsibility to the public that attends to keep them all safe. So if that means that we're all sitting in a theater with masks on, then that's what we're doing. I know that it's very hard to imagine what getting back out into the public and without being afraid to go back to the theaters, to go back to the restaurants. But at some point, we all will be able to do so. And I hope that when we do it, we have a new appreciation for all of the great things that exist in Kalamazoo that we're trying to save right now.
Kristen Chesek is the Executive Director of the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo. Kristen, thanks again for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Really appreciate it.